Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, wishing you the best for this upcoming day. And just reminding you, if you'd like to come visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board has the welcome mat out for you. Go to visitvalentine.com and find out a list of over 50 things to do. If you like waterfalls, we've got the state's largest, the state's tallest, and several other ones you're going to want to check out. If you're a bird watcher, got that too. Lots of public land you can get access to for some prairie birds. Check it all out. Visitvalentine.com.
Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching? You can do it with Tri-State Livestock News. You can revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's all at Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com to subscribe today. It is what ranchers read.
Can I share something from a great football coach?
Yes.
Okay, it's not going to be necessarily about football.
Okay.
So you can relax a little bit.
No, that's okay.
The author is not known. It was found in the billfold of Coach Paul Bear Bryant of Alabama after he died back in 1982. Imagine that you had won the following prize in a contest. Each morning, your bank would deposit $86,400 in your private account for your use. However, this prize has rules. Here are the rules. Everything that you didn't spend during each day would be taken away from you. You may not simply transfer money into some other account. You may only spend it. Each morning upon awakening, the bank opens your account with another $86,000 plus that $400 for the day. The bank can end the game without warning. At any time, it can say, game over. It can close the account and you will not receive a new one. What would you personally do? You would buy anything and everything you wanted, right? Not only for yourself, but for all of the people you love and care for, even for people you don't know, because you couldn't possibly spend it all on yourself, right? You would try to spend every penny and use it all because you knew that it would be replenished the next morning, right? Actually, this game is real. Each of us is already a winner of this prize. We just can't seem to see it. The prize is time. Each morning, we awaken to receive 86,400 seconds as a gift of life. And when we go to sleep at night, any remaining time is not credited to us. What we haven't used up that day is forever lost. Yesterday is forever gone. Each morning, the account is refilled, but the bank can dissolve your account at any time without warning. So, what will you do with your 86,400 seconds? Those seconds are worth as much more than the same amount in dollars. Think about it as you remember to enjoy every second of your life because time races by so much quicker than you think. So take care of yourself, be happy, love deeply, and enjoy life. Here's wishing you a wonderful and beautiful day. Start spending.
There you go.
How about that? You didn't expect that, did you?
No, I did not. Okay.
Paul Bear Bryant, 1982, they found that.
Yes. Well, but I also think sports figures, many sports figures have their feet solidly on the ground and have bits of wisdom to share.
So. I think he did. So what do you have to share?
We recently were up in DeSmet, South Dakota, and while we were there, we also were in Brookings and went to an art festival.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about going to the ice cream shop at South Dakota State University.
Oh, for breakfast?
Well, that was for lunch this time.
Oh, well, no, it was before lunch, so that qualifies as breakfast, because that's what nanas and papas do, is they take grandchildren
for ice cream for breakfast.
Breakfast, yeah. That's right. No, actually, I got permission from Nancy Nelson Kremer of Brandon, South Dakota, to share some of the things of the sayings on her dish towels.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So here's one of them. My goal is to be that old person that everyone is afraid to take out in public.
Oh, really?
Yep. And in case of fire, exit building before putting it on social media.
Yes. Good idea.
Yeah. That's very important. Oh, the dishes are looking at me dirty again.
Ooh.
I thought this was so cute. I read because burning villages is frowned upon. That's so true.
Good idea. Good pastime.
Oh, I read past my bedtime.
Past your bedtime.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we better wrap it up for today. So maybe you've got a couple more of those you can share on another program.
I can indeed. Again, Nancy Nelson Kremer of Brandon, South Dakota shared those.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.